And today we are going to read
and Mojo.
And today we're going to read a story getting ready for Easter because it's coming up in a few weeks. And this is called Marley and the Great Easter Egg Hunt. We've read another book with Marley in it before, haven't we?
Yeah, with the big red dog.
Well, that's Clifford, I think, that you're thinking about, the big red dog. Do you remember when we read about bad dog, Marley?
Oh, yeah. Bad dog, Marley.
Yeah, bad dog, Boo-Boo Waddy. Remember when we read that one?
But we don't have that one.
It's somewhere. But this one is Marley and the Great Easter Egg Hunt. So this one is about Marley at Easter.
He's a mess down there.
He is a mess down there. All right, so let's get started. It's by John Grogan, the same one who wrote the other book, okay? On the morning of the big Easter egg hunt, Main Street hummed as people made their way to the town square. Friends and families strolled down the street together.
Bad Boo-Boo Waddy.
Chatting and laughing.
Bad Boo-Boo Waddy.
Everyone, it seemed, was happy to join the fun. But there was one family running at full speed, led by a galloping dog. Do you see?
That's Marley.
That's Marley up at the front, and everybody's running after him. Everybody else is standing around, chatting and talking to each other and laughing. And there goes Marley running, and Marley's family is chasing after him.
Yeah.
I wonder what he's chasing after. Slow down, Marley! Ordered Cassie as she chased after her dog. But Marley wasn't slowing down. His tongue hung out of his mouth and his ears flapped wildly as he flew down the street. He wasn't sure what an Easter egg hunt was, but he knew he wanted to be in the middle of it. Marley finally skidded to a stop in the center of the square. What do you keep under that fur? Daddy said, trying to catch his breath. A jetpack? Ugh. Marley's just excited for the hunt to start, said Cassie. He wants to find all the Easter eggs himself. Welcome, the mayor said, addressing the crowd. This year we've hidden a very special egg. It's big. Why, it's egg-stroordinary. Marley's ears started wiggling. Whoever finds it is the winner of the Easter egg hunt, the mayor continued. Marley's tail started thumping. But look carefully. The egg might be big, but it is not easy to find. Aroo! Marley bellowed. He was going to find that egg. Now let the hunt begin, said the mayor. On your mark, get set, go! Marley was gone in a flash. Hey, wait for us, said Cassie, giggling.
Who's Cassie?
Cassie is the girl in the family. The girl that owns him. You know how there's a little girl and a little boy, baby, and then the mommy and the daddy? Cassie's the little girl.
Bad Boo-Boo Waddy.
When Marley's family caught up to him, he was sniffing his way through the park. Mommy laughed. Looks like Marley's on the trail. Marley sniffed to his left. He sniffed to his right. He sniffed and zigged and zagged all the way to the park bench. There, behind a high patch of grass, was a bright plastic Easter egg. What color is it?
Pink.
Marley nudged the egg out from behind the bench, but before he could roll it back to Cassie and baby Louie, a tiny hand reached out and picked it up. Look, said a little girl, I found one. Marley whimpered softly. Sorry, Marley, Cassie said. Let's get the next one. Marley spotted a bright yellow egg nestled between two tree branches. He shimmied his way up one branch and then the next until he had reached the egg. He opened his mouth wide to pick it up, but his paw slipped. The egg fell out of the tree and into a little boy's basket. What color is the one that's in the tree?
Red. Gold.
Yeah, gold and yellow. Hey, that was Marley's, cried Cassie, but the boy was already running back to his family. Marley let out a little whine. Marley found a plastic egg beneath some flowers. He found one on top of a statue. He dug one out from the park sandbox, but someone else always picked up the egg before he could get it. It's kind of how an egg hunt works, unfortunately. Is that you're hunting and other people are hunting, and sometimes other people might get it first. You do? Well, we probably will go on an egg hunt soon, close to on Easter. Yeah. Oh, Marley, said Cassie as she chased after him from place to place. There are so many other kids here. Maybe we should try looking somewhere else. That gave Marley an idea. The mayor had said that the big special egg might not be easy to find. That could mean it might not be in the park with all the other eggs. Arf, arf, barked Marley as he took off. Where's that crazy dog going now? Asked Daddy. Waddy crazy, said Baby Louie.
Waddy crazy?
Waddy crazy. Marley tore through the town square to the shops across the street. He stopped outside the market, pressing his paws and nose against the store window. There, in a huge display, were a dozen fresh eggs arranged in an Easter basket. Maybe one of them was the special egg. Marley's family caught up to him just as he was pushing his way through the market doors. Cassie gasped as she realized what was about to happen. Marley, no! She yelled, but it was too late. What was Marley doing?
Getting
the eggs, and they're real eggs. They're not plastic eggs, so he's breaking all the eggs, and all the insides are coming out. And he's making a big mess of it. Where 12 eggs had once been were now broken shells, lots of yellow yolks, and one sticky, messy dog. Oh, Marley, groaned Mommy, and as Daddy apologized to the grocer and paid for the eggs, you have to stop. But Marley didn't hear her. He was already out the door, going on to the next place. From outside the window, Marley could see the baker frosting something big and pink and purple. It had to be the egg-extraordinary egg. Arf, 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 Marley barked happily. As he bounced into the shop, he ran fast, leaping high in the air, straight at the big, beautiful egg. Wait, stop, cried the baker. Bam! Crash! Crunch! Oh, no. What did he mess up?
The cake.
The cake. Marley looked around. He and the baker were on the floor. So was the giant cookie Marley had thought was the egg. It was broken into tiny bits with purple frosting everywhere. Marley tore out of the bakery and bolted around the corner. Follow those purple paw prints! Shouted Daddy. Cassie traced the paw prints all the way to the party supply store. She hurried inside as fast as she could, but it was too late. Uh-oh. Wonder what he's going to get at the party supply store.
Mom.
Marley had already torn through a large egg-shaped pinata. Bits of colorful confetti stuck to his fur. Long, colorful streamers billowed out behind him as Marley darted past Mommy, Daddy, and Baby Louie towards the door.
Yeah.
Cassie chased after Marley. Mommy and Daddy chased after Marley. The grocer, the baker, and the shopkeeper chased after Marley. Kids and their parents stopped searching for eggs and instead just joined the chase for Marley. Look at him. He's got icing and confetti and streamers. He's a mess.
Yeah, he's a mess.
Stop! Heel! Slow down! Enough! They shouted, but Marley would not stop. He ran up and down the street and around the block. Yet no matter where he went, the special egg was nowhere to be found. At last, Marley ended up back in the town square just in time to see the mayor getting up to speak. Ladies and gentlemen, said the mayor, the Easter egg hunt is over. With a yelp, Marley stopped in his tracks. Cassie, Mommy, Daddy, Baby Louie, the grocer, the baker, the shopkeeper, the kids, and the parents stopped too. Marley lay down with a heavy sigh. He would not be the winner of the Easter egg hunt. Cassie felt bad for Marley. Oh, Marley, it's okay, Cassie whispered as she knelt down to pet him. I wanted to find the egg too. Did anyone find the big special egg? Asked the mayor. Marley and Cassie looked around. No one moved. Come now, said the mayor. No one here has it? What about the young lady in the center of the audience? Isn't that the large egg right next to her? Who's he pointing to? Who does he think the large egg is?
Mine.
That's what he's pointing to. He's saying, isn't that the big egg? Because he's all decorated up. The mayor was pointing at Marley, covered in egg yolk, frosting, confetti, and streamers. Marley did look like a big decorated Easter egg. No, no, said Cassie. That's not an egg. That's my dog. The crowd burst out laughing. Even the grocer, the baker, the shopkeeper were smiling. The mayor chuckled. Bring him up here. I'd like to meet this Easter egg dog. Cassie came up on the stage and told the mayor all about how Marley looked everywhere for the special egg with no luck. Well, the mayor said, turning to Marley, you might not have found the big special egg, but you certainly are this town's most exceptional dog.
The egg.
The crowd roared. Marley thumped his tail and barked. He was so happy that he jumped all over the mayor to thank him. As he put his front paws on the mayor's shoulders, Marley accidentally knocked off the mayor's hat. Something big, round, and colorful was nestled inside.
It's the egg!
It's the egg! It was in his hat the whole time. It's the special Easter egg, cried Cassie. Marley found it. So it is, said the mayor. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the winner of this year's Easter egg hunt. And look, Marley's got the Easter egg in his mouth. He's so goofy. Happy Easter, Marley. He's very happy he found that Easter egg.
And there's rat Easter egg here.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
And he's going to have to have a really big bath, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really big bath. All right. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Happy Easter. Bye.
I want another book. Hey, can I please?